Now turn to target 1, making assumptions. Section 2, questions 11 to 20. Section 2. You will hear a recording of a tour of an art museum. Listen carefully and answer the questions.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Lucy, and I'll be your guide for today's 2 o'clock tour of the Jamestown Museum of Art. As a reminder, if you haven't purchased your ticket yet, please do so now. It's $15 for adults, and for children 12 and under, it costs just $11. If you're a senior, today's your lucky day because it's Tuesday. That's Senior Citizens Day, so admission is free for all people over 65. However, you'll still need to get a ticket before the tour starts. All right now, does everyone have a ticket? Yes? Good. Then let's go. We begin our tour here in the main gallery. Here you can see our collection of modern art. We're quite proud of this collection, which includes some minor works by major artists. For example, you'll see over there a small Picasso. And on this wall, you'll see works by some other well-known modern painters. Moving ahead to the next room, now we're in the City Gallery. This is the room where we feature local artists who have painted a variety of subjects. You'll notice here some local scenes, in addition to a few portraits. And right over there, you'll see some abstract works. Most of these works are modern, although we have a few older paintings in this room as well. Straight ahead is the Hall of History. In that room, we have a wonderful collection of portraits of famous figures in our city's history. The oldest paintings date back to the 17th century, and there are some quite modern paintings in there as well, including a portrait of our current governor, who was born in this city. Unfortunately, the hall is closed right now, so we won't be able to visit it today. Here to our right is the East Room. Isn't this a beautiful room? The view of the garden is just lovely. You'll see there are no paintings in here because this room is devoted entirely to sculpture. That large sculpture in the center is by a well-known local artist, and over here, you'll see several pieces by a modern European sculptor. You can see we have quite a number of lovely pieces in this room. Just beyond the East Room is the gift shop. You may want to visit it after you have finished looking at the galleries. You can buy reproductions of art in the museum's collections, as well as souvenirs of the city, and many other lovely things as well. All right then, we've visited all the open galleries in the museum. If you would like to return to any area of the museum now and look at the exhibits more carefully, please do so. Remember, the Hall of History is closed for repairs, but it should be open again next month. Also, please don't go up to the second floor. There's nothing up there but offices, and the area is off-limits to visitors. Thank you for coming to the museum. Don't forget to visit the gift shop on your way out.
That is the end of Section 2.